Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to the special credibility episodes of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet about their credibility and learning a little bit more about who they are and what they do. And Dr. Richard Schuster is a clinical psychologist, a keynote speaker, a CEO of Mars Industries, renowned media expert, and the host of the Daily Helping podcast. His mission is to help people become the best versions of themselves and make the world a better place. Dr. Richard, great to have you.
Thanks, Mitchell. Awesome to be here.
Fantastic. Hey, so what is your CPOP, your customer point of pain?
Working parents who are feeling out of balance and not productive.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So, okay, like the population. Got it. Tell me a little bit more. What does that actually mean? What do you do? How do you help?
So I do this in a number of ways, and I have several platforms. One being my podcast, where I host some of the world's top thought leaders and influencers who share their expertise to help people be happier and more successful in their life. In addition to the fact that I'm the CEO of a psychological assessment company called Mars Industries, and we provide digital tools that help people reconnect with their true powers and balance their lives.
Nice. So podcast is one thing where you're adding value. And on the, how do you use, in terms of the assessment tools, you then help individuals, companies use those tools to really get a more balance in terms of what they are. Elaborate a little bit more on that.
Sure. One of the things that I really sought out to do, you know, as a psychologist, and you know, I had this background in technology as well, was I wanted to create an assessment company, and we're the first in the world that does all of the following. One, we have tools that help people understand areas in which they're great, is where they need to improve as well. Two, I wanted to create affordable, completely digital self-scoring and interpreting assessments that break down all the barriers that exist in the assessment world today. And three, I built the entire thing on an affiliate model to where people who help us help other people can share in that success. And so our assessments, every assessment that we have has an algorithm that looks at three things that are outstanding about your superpowers, as well as three things where you have to improve as well.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I'm thinking this through. That makes a lot of sense. And then I'm sure it's easy for people to find out where those three things are in the assessments and what makes sense. And that would be when people find out a little bit more about you.
Yeah, it's really interesting because there's tools out there that just focus on strengths. And those are good. Knowing your strengths is good. But there was a study done by Forbes a number of years ago where they looked at a number of C-suite individuals. And what they found, this was qualitative data, but they overwhelmingly found that those people, many of these people who most would put on a pedestal as the most successful in the Western world, overwhelmingly had a large number of failed marriages. They were in terrible health, Mitchell. They regretted the fact that their kids grew up without them really knowing who they were and were off in college and had those poor relationships. So our tools are looking at things from a more holistic standpoint, looking at things not only in terms of things that are going to impact you from a workplace standpoint, but impact things in terms of your relationship with friends and family, work-life balance, your physical and social health, and some other things like emotional intelligence as well. So our tools are pretty unique in that regard.
Beautiful. I like it. So I think I got this because we've talked before, but tell me, what gives you credibility to do what you do?
Well, I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, and I have advanced training in forensic psychology as well as neuropsychology. When I was in graduate school, my doctoral dissertation was on the impact that technology, like social media, has on personality functioning. And my first actual business, even before this, years before I went to graduate school, was doing software development for the Department of Defense. And so it's really interesting now, here I am kind of all grown up and knowing what I'm supposed to be doing in life. And all of those areas have kind of converged for me, which have allowed me to impact lives in a lot of different ways.
It's kind of beautiful when you've lived a life where all of a sudden you look back and look at how the pieces came together to give you what you are now so you can give back.
And giving back is my mission. I mean, my mission is to help people become the best versions of themselves, even if it's of no direct benefit to me. And so all of the things that I'm doing, be it my podcast, my speaking, Mars Industries, and I also have a nonprofit for children. All of those things drill back to that central mission for me, for sure.
I love it. So how do you get your, in today's world, with what you do and what you do, how do you get your brand out? How do you share that credibility so people get attracted to what you do and they recognize they could use your services?
That's a great question. You know, it's never been easier to put content out there, but it's never been harder to stand out because there's so many voices that are out in the world and we kind of get overwhelmed. So a lot of people come to me first through my podcast. Either they listen to my show or they've heard me on some other big platforms or a media interview. I've been interviewed by NBC, I think, 3 times, and Glassdoor and Huffington Post and Cosmo and a lot of these big sources. So people read those articles, they see me, and then they come and kind of check out my ecosystem, and then they get excited about some of these tools that I have.
I like it. So if you're a working parent, working professional, you don't have balance in your life, maybe you feel you're successful in one area, but not many others, you're going to want to reach out to Dr. Richard Schuster. How is the best way? How do people reach out to you?
My wife told me I have too many domains now, so it's becoming a challenge in some senses. But the mothership for me is drrichardschuster.com. Dr. Richard Schuster, Schuster.com. And that has links to Mars Industries. That has links to my podcast, my charity, and everything else that I do.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. And thanks for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thanks for having me, Mitchell.
Oh, you're welcome. And for those joining us, please click the like button, share with your friends, and we look forward to seeing you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.